This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today held a meeting on GST reforms for agricultural machinery in New Delhi. The meeting focused on ensuring that the benefits of recent reduction of GST rates on agricultural machinery and equipment are widely passed on to the farmers. Formulating strategies for smooth implementation of these reforms was also discussed in the meeting. Addressing the media, Mr. Shivraj Singh Chauhan stressed the benefit must not be absorbed midway and should directly accrue to farmers in real time starting 22nd of September.
Our resolve is to increase farmers' income, and for that it is necessary to increase production, reduce production costs, and mechanization is important for both. Machines are also necessary to increase production, whether it is tractors, harvesters, threshers, or small machines. These are essential. They also reduce costs. But farmers must get the benefit of the reduced GST rates. And this benefit is not small. It is very significant.
The meeting was attended by representatives of all organizations related to tractors and farm mechanization. Directorate General of Civil Aviation has granted approval of recommencement of helicopter operations for the Char Dham Yatra 2025 after the monsoon break. In a statement, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said that the strategic initiatives for enhancing the safety of Char Dham operations have been implemented after a rigorous scrutiny. National award-winning short film Chalo Jeete Hain is being screened across the country as part of the 75th birthday celebrations of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In Puducherry, special screenings of the film began last night at PVR Cinemas. BJP functionaries and members of the general public attended the first show. Speaking to Akashwani News after watching the film, Vetri Selvan said, Chalo Jeete Hain conveys the life message of Prime Minister Narendra Modi that we should live and work for others. Another spectator, Govindan, expressed happiness that the film clearly portrays the childhood of Prime Minister Modi. Yemen's Houthi group has claimed responsibility for launching a hypersonic ballistic missile and three drones targeting Israeli cities. According to Houthi sources, the missile struck a military site in Jaffa, while drones targeted Beersheba and the port city of Eilat. The Israel Defense Forces reported intercepting most projectiles but confirmed a drone hit a hotel in Eilat, causing property damage with no casualties. Air raid sirens were triggered across central Israel, including Tel Aviv, prompting residents to seek shelter. The Houthis have repeatedly targeted Israel since the Gaza conflict began in October 2023. Israel has responded with airstrikes on Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva has proposed the appointment of Daniel Katz as first Deputy Managing Director, widely regarded as the IMF's number two leadership post. Currently working as the Chief of Staff to U.S. Treasury Secretary, Katz has a long association with the Treasury Department that stretches more than a decade. In Asia Cup cricket, India will take on Oman in their final Group A match at Zayed Cricket Stadium in Abu Dhabi. The match will start at 8 p.m. It's a dead rubber match as Oman have already been eliminated. And with 4 points from 2 games, India has already sealed the Super 4 qualification. Led by captain Surya Kumar Yadav, India has been dominant in the group stage, opening with a high-scoring win against the UAE and also defeating Pakistan by 7 wickets in its last match. Moving on to badminton, India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of China Masters in Shenzhen. She will now face An Se-young of South Korea. India star men's doubles duo of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty also reached the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.